This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, but first...
PromosForAPurpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. I'll tell you about Star Marketplace. This is really, really an amazing concept. It is community-powered philanthropy. We've partnered with 57 different well-known websites and brands so that what we're doing is when you go to buy any of the products or services, because you're going to recognize most of the names, and it's all different categories. Once you go do that and you make sure you go through our marketplace, there's a marketplace tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab. So go there before you buy anything. Check out what's available and what companies are participating. 2 to 20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners. We are supporting veterans, animals, children, and freedom. We added the freedom because of what's going on the planet, and now we needed to participate. So that's pets, kids, and freedom, 2 to 20%. So go over there. You're never going to pay more than if you went to the websites directly. Usually you're going to get a discount that you don't get if you go to the website directly. And then funds are going to be generated, donated from the companies to our nonprofit partners so we can make a difference. You can make a difference by just being conscious of your choices and buying decisions. No extra money goes out. Even if you are making donations to groups, still go over there. Let's get some nice big checks written to these organizations so we can make a difference in the communities all over the country. And don't forget MyPillow, MyPillow.com, and Mike Lindell are our newest partners. And if you use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, they're listed on the site, but you can go to their website directly, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. You'll get up to 66%. Of a discount, and they sell more than just pillows. They've got the Giza sheets. They've got blankets. They've got a whole bed set. They've got slippers. They've got towels, which are great here in Arizona because they're light in the summer when it's 140 degrees. They donate 20% to the nonprofits. Can you imagine? We sold like 1,000 pillows or 1,000 items. There's 110 different items to choose from on there. What a difference that would make in the lives of so many people, you know, especially the ones that served this country. How great is that? One of our other new partners that I should mention is I Love My Freedom. They've got all kinds of patriotic gear, hats, mugs, shirts, flags, you name it. And they're donating 15%. You got to get ready for the 4th of July. You need some swag. You need some gear. Go check them out. A lot of the times they have products where you just pay the shipping and handling. They do some great deals. And there's a couple other patriotic partners on there. You can get literally anything that you want, including all different kinds of flags and signs and decor, memorabilia. It is loaded with everything that you need to show your pride and fighting for freedom and get some cool stuff. Don't forget, 4th of July is coming right around the corner. Go check out the marketplace, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab. Now let's get this soapbox started. Joining me and sitting shotgun is a very, very special guest, Dr. Christia Northrup. She's a visionary pioneer in women's health with more than 30 years of clinical experience and is internationally known for her empowering approach, which embraces medicine that acknowledges the unity of mind, body, emotions, and spirit, traditional doctors. Dr. Northrup is one of the most outspoken truth tellers of freedom and freedom fighter against the COVID political propaganda pandemic. Audience, big round of applause for this amazing leader and legend. Dr. Northrup, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, welcome to my soapbox, the self-patriotic soapbox on our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. And I just want to say it's an honor to actually have you on the show. And meeting you in Tulsa was just awesome. I have your picture with you and I next to the picture of me and Louise Hay, because I told you I was going to do that.
That's right. That's wonderful. I love it. Love it.
So you've got so much to share, and you're on a mission to really deliver the truth, get the information out there. You're working with the five docs. You're part of the Clay Clark tour. You were over at the Arise event out in Salt Lake. Where do you want to start? Where would it is best based on everything that you are doing in order to try to get the truth and to help people and at this point save their lives?
Yes. Well, what I would say is starting last year, because I've been on the front lines of holistic medicine for so many years, and because I have seen truth tellers and truth speakers, particularly in the areas of cancer and vaccines, I have seen them endure so much shaming and attack and being told that they were quacks. And, you know, then years later, people found out, oh, they were telling the truth. So I was no stranger to this kind of thing. And in every single one of my books, including the three New York Times bestsellers, I've always had the same narrative about vaccines. They are neither 100% safe nor are they 100% effective. So you need to look at the ingredient list. So I had just in March of 2020 testified in front of our state legislature on the fact that we did not need 72 mandated vaccines by the age of 18, which was the law that, by the way, is going into effect this September.
Great.
We have a rate of autism now that's about 1 in 50. When I was in med school, it was unheard of. If you're an African-American boy, your chance of getting autism from just an MMR shot is 3 times what it is for anyone else. This stuff was hidden by a guy named Thompson at the CDC. He, quote, lost the data, then couldn't live with himself, and finally came out with it. All of this data, any of your listeners can go watch a film called Medical Racism, and you will see the history of this. It's staggering that people don't know this. I also knew about the Tuskegee experiment where the Rockefeller Foundation and the American Public Health Establishment infected a whole lot of African-American men with syphilis just to see what would happen and whether or not penicillin worked. And then I met our lawyer here in Maine who's taking on the state government and the Maine CDC, and he is the lawyer for a group of Guatemalan people who also were infected with syphilis without their knowledge. And again, the same culprits: the U.S. Public Health Service, and the Rockefeller Foundation. This is medical terrorism. So I knew all this. And then when the COVID thing started to come out, I began quickly to realize that all of the safe and effective treatments, and there are many, were censored almost immediately. Anything that worked, any doctor who was saving people's lives was instantly attacked and being called a quack Their stuff was taken off of YouTube. I mean, as soon as this started, we had people like Zev Zelenko, Dr. McCullough, and all these people with protocols that worked. No one needed to die. And they were censored immediately. And whenever you have that degree of censorship, I mean, the book, the Kurt Vonnegut novel, Fahrenheit 451, Fahrenheit 451 is the temperature at which paper burns. We have modern-day book burning. And yet, the universities, the CDC, the so-called trusted sources, keep lying, and saying the COVID shot is safe and effective, it prevents transmission, you got to get it to save grandma. And now we're targeting 12 to 15-year-olds who never were at risk for COVID in the first place. These are crimes against humanity on a level that when people wake up to this, they are going to the regret, the gnashing of teeth, rending of garments is going to be incredible when they realize what they've done to their own bodies and to the bodies of their children. This is not a vaccine. It's gene manipulation. And the bioweapon is the spike protein. And each shot contains 50 billion spike proteins. No one has ever isolated the virus, but we know that this is some kind of man-made spike protein that makes your body into a factory for spike proteins. And you can't reverse it. Now, you have a bunch of patriots and you've got a bunch of people of God listening to your channel.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who have been misled, they need to know that they have been worshiping false idols. They worshiped false idols. They were motivated by fear and not faith. And they are probably going to pay the price for that. So what I'd like to do in this talk is just to convince the people in the middle who don't know to do your research, to, you know, read Pam Popper's COVID Operation or Dr. Joe Mercola's book on COVID or my recent publication with Clay Clark, which I just, you know, did. It's available for free on his site, Time to Free America. It's called Mom's Guide to the COVID Shot. It's also available now as a paperback on Amazon. Just Mom's Guide to the COVID Shot, kind of, you know, simple to understand what's in it and that kind of thing. Now, I don't want to leave people with, oh, my goodness, what are we going to do here? Because nobody who hasn't had the shot needs to be worried about anything. And by the way, don't be taken in by, oh, well, you know, I need it to travel and I want to travel, so therefore I'm going to, you know, it's like saying, okay, so in order to maybe travel, I'm going to take something that could very well kill me or shorten my life. Like we know four British Airways pilots recently died. These are guys under the age of 40. Pilots are typically the most screened both for their health. They can't fly if they have anything. And then I just heard from Dr. Jane Ruby, 60 to 80 American airline pilots have been unable to go to work after getting the shot. And we know that when you're flying, particularly long haul, greater than 3 hours, you already have an increased risk of blood clots in the legs, and those blood clots can migrate to the lungs and kill you. So what in the world are we doing? All of the safety measures were bypassed, but the WHO, the FDA, the NIH, all of them, here's the deal, they're all lying. And people of goodwill just can't believe that these trusted authorities, including their own doctors, would ever lie to them. But that's the data. That's the data. And Dr. Peter McCullough out of Texas has treated many, many, many people with this. He's a cardiologist. He's the editor of many medical journals. And he said, You can no longer go to the medical literature to find the truth. We have to go directly to the public. And that's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. My own profession, I have questioned for many years. In the 90s, they started to give all pregnant women a flu shot and a DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, in the second trimester when the baby's brain is forming. Why would you ever give those things with the toxic ingredients that they have in them? Why would you ever inject a pregnant woman with this? And then now with the COVID shot, why in the world would you ever say that this was safe for pregnant women or children? I don't get it. I think the only way to understand it is massive mind control. I know that hospitals are getting incentives to get everyone given the shot. I was heartened to realize from listening to Dr. McCullough and Dr. Reiner Fulmick that case of the Houston Hospital, Methodist Hospital, the 174 nurses and other employees who left rather than get the shot, that's going to go to the Supreme Court. We're working here. Let me just be very clear. These are crimes against humanity. This is a bioweapon. They stopped the swine flu shot back in the 70s when either 24 or 54, I'm not sure which, people died. They stopped
25.
The shot. Yeah,
I took it off your telegram today.
Thanks. Thank you. And now we've got over 6,000 deaths. That's probably one-tenth of the number of actual deaths. So it's probably more like 60,000, way more than that even, in Europe. 15,000 absolutely documented, but something else comes up on the VAERS report. Let's say that you want to report a vaccine injury. I didn't know this, but Dr. Andy Kaufman just told me this. You log on the VAERS thing, because anyone can report an injury, and a message comes up that says, if any information you put on here is false, prison.
Oh,
it's like, are you kidding me? You should be put in prison if you're not reporting it. I have a doctor friend in the UK, and she said that she's actively told by her medical colleagues not to report anything on what they call the yellow card system. So the biggest issue for people is fear that they won't be able to travel, fear that they won't be able to see their families, because there are those families who say, you can't visit your grandchildren unless you get that shot, which is based on complete wrong information. But there's nothing we seem to be able to do with the people who have this degree of brainwashing. They won't even look at peer-reviewed literature. And I experienced this just testifying in front of our legislature. The only thing I used was peer-reviewed medical literature, and that was about measles, you know. And my colleague, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, was just fried by the mainstream media like she was the biggest nut ever born, talking about the magnets sticking to people. But that's been absolutely verified, and it is because of supra iron oxide nanoparticles that go throughout the body. They tell you, oh, the shot just stays in your arm. Goes all over the place. So I guess what I want people to know is this is a nefarious bioweapon that has been perpetrated on humanity. It's a depopulation agenda, and we need a whole bunch of us standing strong, drawing a line in the sand, and saying, we will never take this shot, even if it means I never travel again. Justice will be served. God is large and in charge.
and thank God for doing that and protecting us. But you know, you've got to, everything that you said is what the team that you're working with, the five docs and the other doctors that are out there talking about these things, that they're saying. And you guys have been talking about it for a long time. A lot of people have woken up, which is great. But there's just still, you know, as you said, it's the brainwashing, and that's by design. That is, that goes back to the science of propaganda back in the 20s, and then the CIA tactics that they use, and it's all about, you know, convincing people and then manipulating their brains and having false authorities, and like you said, false gods, and believing in something that is completely false. And, you know, it is tactics that they used in Nazi Germany. And this is not, this is a playbook. This is not something that you can't even look up yourself. It's basically, there's a checklist, and they have accomplished everything on that for decades. And that's what I learned from Dr. Larry Polelevsky. And he was on the show. It was episode 213 for anyone who hasn't heard it yet, because it's he's an amazing man.
And he's an amazing man. Oh, I adore so Larry. He's a good friend. We were both presidents, past presidents of the American Holistic Medical Association, and even our colleagues, our holistic medical colleagues, have drunk the Kool-Aid and gotten a shot. This is the mind-blowing part. People who were leaders in functional medicine just saying, well, you know, or spiritual teachers saying, oh, I got the shot, and it was like a euphoric experience. And I'm thinking, are you out of your mind? But worse than that, it's fine if you want to go get the shot. I mean, it's a free will universe. But the vitriol with which I have been attacked and my colleagues have been attacked is staggering. It's like, whoa, and that's the cancel culture. And I see where that comes from. There was a YouTube video called, it's about the Frankfurt School, and there was a group of philosophers, including Herbert Marcuse and the guy who did Organon, what's his name, I'll think of it, Wilhelm Reich. These people all came over from Germany, and their goal was to be as critical of American culture as they could possibly be. So, you know, if you weren't a sort of disenfranchised cigarette-smoking intellectual on college, you know, you weren't anyone who anyone should trust. And they invaded the college campuses in the 60s and 70s and changed the narrative. And that was the seeds of, you know, the politically correct left. So
that's where it started.
That's where it started, the politically correct left. You know, and then you criticize anything that is good, goodly and godly, right? Virtue, anything that's virtuous. Oh, you're not cool. You're virtuous. Oh, you believe in God. You poor, deluded, naive thing. If you really knew what was going on, you'd be here with us, just elevating ourselves by criticizing everyone else. And that is so common on college campuses. At this point in time, I sent my girls to Ivy League colleges. That's the last place I would send them now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like accelerated there. Interesting that you bring that up. That's what we were talking with Reverend Ed Broderick about, because I had this discussion with a friend of mine last night, pretty deep. And we talk about it on this platform a lot because of the guests that come on, and I'm just trying to bring awareness and people realize really what's going on. But it's this whole movement that you said that started. I'm so glad that you pinpointed when and who did it, because that's one of the puzzle pieces I was trying to figure out. Because I like to put things in timelines for people, because then it really makes sense as you see the changing of the culture, changing of the language, the changing of the players in the game and who's in control. And it makes everything now is just coming together and building, unfortunately, a story that you would not be able to write into a script that anyone would believe in a movie actually happening in real life. And it's this movement away from God.
Yeah, it is. It's all away from God, but we're going to have amazing movies. I mean, what's happening? We're building the new earth right now. You know, I just talked to friends yesterday. She has a good friend in the movie industry in L.A. He's leaving. Scott Kesterson said he's starting a record label. So what's going to happen is we're just going to have a parallel system. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll have the people in the matrix, literally, and then you'll have those of us who are not in the matrix. It's almost like splitting the two. Now, I have enormous compassion for the people, the innocent people who just didn't know. I have almost no compassion for the people who have, with such vitriol, attacked me. And it all started, the attack started when I testified in the legislature. And that's when the cancel culture started. And that was the year that I was suddenly, after being one of Reader's Digest's most trusted people in America, when I instantly became a white supremacist, a racist, and a QAnon conspirator. Really? All I did was suggest that we not mandate 72 different shots by the age of 18. That was my crime. So,
which is crazy, because it's not even, you weren't talking about HCQ, you weren't talking about budesonide, you weren't talking about ivermectin, or even the vaccines and COVID in general. You were talking about something totally separate, and they came after you like that.
Yeah, because here's the thing, though, I think, and I want your listeners to know this, I used to believe, you know, with the law of attraction and all that, like with Louise Hay, I used to believe that if you did everything right, you'd never get attacked. You know, like if, you know, I must be doing something wrong that I'm getting attacked. No, when you're dealing with psychopaths, because that's what we're dealing with, they are going to try the very hardest to put out the light. Vampires don't like sunlight, and they really don't like people who call them out. I wrote a book called Dodging Energy Vampires, which was about narcissists, borderlines, and psychopaths. So I know how they operate. And I also know you can take the wind out of their sails really fast by calling them out and laughing at them. Laughing at them, because here's the thing, and I just heard this from Renette Senham. She met somebody who had found God, who used to be a member of the Church of Satan.
Oh, wow.
And their job, she said, their job was to destroy as much as they possibly could, because these demons have no creative power. God creates through us. They can't create, so they have to destroy. And just so think about it, back to the Frankfurt School with these philosophers who are, you know, with cigarette in hand and being all high and mighty, criticizing anything that was good and lovely and godly, because they're so achingly sophisticated. So that's the satanic group. Humans create beautiful music, beautiful relationships. Think of the music that has come through Claude Debussy and Rachmaninoff and all of that. That does not come from darkness. They can't create. What they're very clever with, though, is technology and creating robots and doing gene therapies and putting in hydrogel and all of the rest of it. The evil agenda to control people like robots. They're not going to win. That's what I know for sure. They're not going to win.
Well, and I'm glad you gave the reminder to everyone that once anyone that's censored or anybody that gets ostracized or anybody that gets condemned like you did, that's because they're telling the truth. Those are the people that you need to listen to. So it's literally we're living in an opposite world.
Yeah, that's the opposite world. That's exactly right. The more light you have, the more truth, the more you're going to be condemned. Yeah.
So just be prepared for that if you're going to, you know, open your mouth. But don't be afraid of it, because there's a lot of people that are on your side. It's just that they don't necessarily have the loudest voices because they're not in control of the big platforms. They're not part of the big media, you know, which has the social media and then, of course, you know, the junk that's on TV. And they get paid a lot of money to cause problems and to spew out the propaganda that they want to deliver, to literally keep brainwashing everybody that they can to push their agenda. And everything that you're saying is 100% correct. And I can only imagine how frustrated you are and the other doctors that you have on your team and your colleagues that are on the same page, how frustrating it is for you. Keep saying this over and over. And you've been doing it for years. And then
I have. And Larry and I, Dr. Pilevsky and I, And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I mean, my kids aren't vaccinated because of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. That's how long she's been teaching about this. So I knew that polio and measles and chickenpox and all that stuff. First of all, let me be very clear, everybody listening, measles and chickenpox are benign. Kids recover, and then their immunity is enhanced, so they're far less likely to get cancer later on. So everyone needs to know that. The childhood diseases are just to tune up your immune system. But again, the deep state has made it look like, oh, measles. I was watching a TV show I used to like called Madam Secretary. But then they had an episode where someone showed up in the ER with measles, you know, like it was death's door. And that was it for me, because then I began to see the agenda in these television shows, even the ones that I liked. So, you know, I think most of us have stopped watching anything in the mainstream, anything. It's just the agenda is throughout the whole thing. So I'm not frustrated, because I've watched this my entire career. I mean, I was doing things way back 30 years ago, not clamping the umbilical cord. You know, my profession, it's like the baby's born and you think you got a frickin' emergency. Like, okay. you look at a dog, right? Or a horse or a cow. They don't clamp the cord immediately. We don't clamp the cord and take the puppies away to, quote, clean them up, and then put them in an incubator to, quote, heat them up so that then they can go back with their mother. You don't do that, because you know darn well it's going to mess it up with the dog. Well, don't do that in humans either. So I've been pushing this envelope for many, many, many years, with my colleagues calling me, you know, whatever they've called me. So this is not new for me. None of this is new. This degree of being called out publicly on social media, the nastiness, was jarring at first. And what I would do last year is I would see if I could have a conversation and then give them references and all that. And then I finally realized, oh, no, 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 no. These are just paid assassins. These are just paid trolls. So I just stopped tolerating any of it, and I didn't even engage. I just blocked them. And now, of course, they've blocked me. So, you know, those are not going to be platforms that I'll be using. They're going to – here's the thing. You don't build platforms and a successful business by terrorizing your customers. I mean, what a stupid way to do business. You know, I mean, they had all kinds of business with me, not anymore, you know. So it, what it's going to do, it's just evolution. It's forcing all of us, you, me, Larry, everybody, to use alternatives. And eventually, they have a death orientation. Think about it. That's the war against germs, the war against cancer, the war against, the war against, the war against. So they have a death orientation. We have a living orientation, regenerative agriculture, love, kindness, virtue, God. That one has life in it. The other is anti-life. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Antibiotics. Anti. You know, a million vaccines, as though health would ever come in a needle.
Right.
Yeah.
It's their whole agenda. And it's in all their language. It's in all, in everything that they create, the products, all of it there.
Yeah.
And it literally is that evil side. You were saying that anti, or, you know, that they're anti all of that kind of thing. That was a little bit of Esther Hicks that came out in you. It must be the Hay House Club unity that you guys all have.
Well, yeah, although, you know, I listened to Esther Hicks on one of her podcasts, and she said she had been channeling doctors who said this shot was the best thing that ever happened. And I thought, well, then, there's a channel that I'm not so interested in anymore.
Oh, it's disappointing.
It's so disappointing. There's so many like that. So many like that.
Oh, that's a shame. I was a big fan until you just told me that. because it can't.
Well, she's got wonderful stuff. But on this one, she was so far off. There are others. There are others, yoga teachers, people you have followed for years that I won't mention who are the same. You know, and I've certainly been canceled by my publishers. You know, they can't, they certainly can't promote anything I do because I'm considered, you know, too controversial now.
Yeah, like
I mean,
toxic.
It's funny.
The truth is toxic. It's crazy. When
yeah,
did you have the testimony? When was the testimony that started all this?
March of 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, and you, and for those of you that don't know the incredible history of Dr. Christiane Northrup, she literally was like the media darling for her entire
yeah.
career. I mean,
they liked me. I was on Oprah 10 times.
Yeah, she was Oprah's favorite thing. So it wasn't like an item. She was the favorite thing. So you name it, she was on it, and they just idolized her. And then all of a sudden, because she told the truth and it wasn't with their agenda, boom, they turned on her.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's just what's going on. But it, even though this is really a horrible thing and a tragic event that was created, I call it the political propaganda plandemic, it's literally changing the world for good and bad. Meaning,
oh, it will. Yeah, it absolutely it is. And
so
I'm not bothered by it, mainly because
yeah.
I've met so many great people. I mean, I don't have to pretend to try to fit in with an agenda that I never liked anyway. You see? So it's actually working for me just fine. You know, I have more close friends because I don't have to be anyone I'm not. I don't have to try to, you know, appeal to the middle. You know, I've never thought that 72 vaccines were a good idea. But, you know, you'd have to toe the line. Now I don't anymore. If you don't want to hear the truth, then go to another channel.
Right.
That's okay
right.
with
go,
me.
Go listen to your junk on TV and,
yeah.
and see how
yeah.
that works out. See how that works
yeah.
out.
Right.
I want, can you talk a little bit about, because I've watched you on many, many shows, and for the people that haven't gotten vaccinated, now the scary part or what they're hearing is that, you know, the shedding. And then, of course, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny says, you know, I don't touch anybody else's stuff. I'm wearing long sleeves when I go anywhere because I just don't know who's got what, and I don't want to jeopardize or actually catch it. So can you just give the real truth, the facts about the potential of people that were vaccinated and the ones that are not, where it's jumping? Because you have a lot of stories that you've shared of it actually happening, where it's jumping from one person to another.
Yes, we have a lot of stories about that. Like, you know, the little girl who was 18 months old spent the weekend with her vaccinated grandparents and then began passing clots from her vagina the size of eggs. Larry tells stories from his practice that a pregnant woman would spend the weekend with her in-laws and lose the baby at 18 weeks, at 37
wow.
weeks. These are horrendous stories. But then, you know, we have many other people who are just fine. We did a thing, it's still up for, I think, another week, called My Cycle Story. We were hearing this so much about women having weird bleeding and miscarriages that we created a scientifically accurate survey called My Cycle Story. And God had a hand in this because I was sitting next to Warren Geek in Tulsa, and he happened to have all the wherewithal to come up with the right kind of scientific survey, which was, you know, that's how it works. Like, he had three daughters, and they were talking, and he did all this volunteer. So we knew there were a lot of stories like this, so we're trying to get the data, because what Facebook does is they'll just delete an entire group of 20,000 people sharing stories. Oh, well, that's mm-hmm. not happening. So I'm not like Sherry. I just flew to Tampa, and then I flew out to Salt Lake City, and I'm not so worried about that. Here's what I know for sure. If your vitamin D levels are optimal, if you are staying in a place of hope and high vibration. And I'm not, here's the thing, I'm not around people who've had the shot very often. This was just, you know, going to the airport and, you know, going into a hotel. I don't want to fly very much. I don't have anyone in my life who's had the shot, you know, who comes into the house and, you know, so all of my friends, all the people that I hang with have, you know, don't have it. So I'm not worried about it. I also make certain that my nitric oxide levels are high. That's a gas produced by the endothelial lining of all the blood vessels and enough vitamin D and vitamin C. And I take a supplement called Cardio Miracle that we know increases nitric oxide. I get out in the sun. I ground. If you just stand on the ground for 20 minutes, barefoot or on the beach or hug a tree, that will decrease cellular inflammation significantly. So there are so many things you can do to stay healthy. There will come a time when we're in fifth dimension, which is pure love. And when we get there, we'll never have to worry. We'll never have to worry. But, you know, God can heal anything. So I but again, I think this is very individual. So what works for Sherry is what works for Sherry. And God bless her. But I wouldn't, I'm just not that paranoid, but that's how I am by nature. And it isn't paranoia, but I guess we would say just what feels comfortable for somebody. I don't want to cancel all the people who've had the shot who are feeling okay. We don't know how long the transmission will last. We have no idea because their body is being made into a spike protein factory. Will this ever stop? We don't know. I will tell you one thing that I just learned today that I want everyone to know about, and I might have said it already, but probably the real kill shot is going to be the booster. It's the booster shot. Because now what they're doing, they're scaring everyone to death about a Delta variant or an India variant or whatever. The only variants are the stupidity variants. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is a great soundbite. Yeah.
Yeah, like if you've had one shot, don't get the next. And if you've had both shots, don't get the booster. I mean, here's the thing. There are so many more of us than there are of them. If everyone just said, we're not doing it. Sorry, we're done. I mean, this business about making college students have the shot, this is a group that, with a 99.9% survival rate from COVID flu, whatever this thing is. They don't need this. Mm-hmm. As you know, they tried very, very hard to squelch all effective treatments early on so that they could push the EUA. You can't get an EUA if you have good treatments. So what did they do? As soon as Trump talked about hydroxychloroquine, the Democratic-run states all banned it. So his doctor couldn't prescribe it. Now, if that isn't a politically motivated agenda, I don't know what is. And quite frankly, I think both parties are rotten to the core, and I don't want anything to do with them until I know we have safe elections.
Yeah, until they can stop stealing it and changing our votes and manipulating the entire system. We've got to go back to paper ballots.
Right. I mean, I talked to a friend yesterday from Arizona. She said, in Arizona, we don't even know what the, you know, what the audit has shown. We can't, because here's what's going to happen. You know it, and I know it. They're going to pull some shenanigans so that we don't know what the audit results were. They're doing a good audit in New Hampshire as well. Sooner or later, it's going to come out. Sooner or later, because it always does. Yeah.
Yeah, the truth will come out. It just might be a rocky road to get it. But, you know, as far as just a little side note, there are so many people and experts that have become experts in the election fraud field just because of their professions. And they've literally stumbled across things by default, like Dr. Frank and Bobby Payton, and then, of course, Mike Lindell. So, you know, the audit is just going to further verify the information that they've already found and documented. So they can only sabotage that so much because the rest of the info is already there, and it is bad. You know, and it is now obvious.
Now, the other thing about these deep state trolls is they hate each other. So they're going to turn on each other. You know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being out in Tampa, and a pastor was on the stage, and he said, the left hate each other, but they work together. The right love each other, but they don't work very well together because we're all kind of independent. So we're all learning how to work with together.
Yeah, for the first time ever, people are communicating and joining forces, which is never what happens on the right.
Right.
Everybody wants to be independent. And, you know, I watched one of your, I think it was the Health Ranger you were on, and you said, you know, reason why, he's a great guy. And
he is.
Real
yeah,
smart. He's had some really kind of scary podcasts recently. But
he has. And
kind of
the truth is, you know, and though he's right about that, the way I see it is we have the ability to transmute all of that. I just believe in that so strongly. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you had said on the episode was we got the COVID so that we could actually get the shot.
That's correct. And the COVID operation was to roll out the vaccine. The vaccine, the shot, was the goal. And the goal is to get every human on the planet injected. That is the goal. And, you know, so they're just racing to get their quotas done. That's what's happening right now. And then they'll roll out the booster. And the whole thing is run by fear. So it's actually really important for people to not watch mainstream news ever, because it's kind of a dream spell and it scares people. I was listening to Michael Jaco, and he was in a gym and he listened to CNN for 5 minutes on a treadmill, and he said he started to feel depressed and afraid until he realized, oh wow, I was being programmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're very clever. Let's be clear. They're very clever at this programming. So we can't let them have access to our direct channel to God. Yeah.
So as far as what people that have taken the shot, the best thing of advice you can give them is don't take the booster. Don't, and if you take in one shot, don't take the second. But really, to keep your immune system as strong and healthy as you possibly can at this point, because these spike proteins are multiplying in your body. And
That's right. So you want to do as much detoxification as you possibly can. And, you know, you detox with vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, maybe do some of the detox protocols that you do when you're trying to get rid of the heavy metals from the conventional vaccine. Now, this is not a conventional vaccine by any stretch. So the person who's got an interesting detox protocol is Gene Decode, and his protocols are over on blessed2teach.com, and that's with Pastor Rick. Gene Decode is a most unusual person. He had it wasn't even a near-death experience. He literally died. And, you know, he met with God, and he's had many encounters with Satan. And he knows all about the deep underground military bases. And he also has been attacked by the darkness a lot. So he has a protocol for getting rid of the nanobots and the nanoparticles. And that's over on Blessed to Teach, the backstage, and there's a very small fee for getting that information. It's absolutely worth it. And what he points out is, with an alfalfa hay bath, and you buy the alfalfa hay at a pet store, like guinea pig food, and then you lie down in a hot bath with just a milliliter of organic soap, and if you do this at night with a black light, you can see these AI fibers and bots streaming out of your skin, going into the alfalfa.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had a friend, my personal trainer, did it. And I have a video of the thing that came out of him. Now, he has not had the shot, so he only had one little fiber come out. But the fiber is they move. They're like alive. And Gene had a whole bunch of those in his body. That's the basis for Morgellon syndrome. So here's the thing. It's a scaffolding process. The more shots you have over time, the more chemtrails, the more GMO foods, the more fluoride in the water, the more all of that, it just builds up over time. But the end goal is to make you into a cyborg.
Yeah, it's that scientism where the technocrats and to become robotic. So they, and that's part of the reason why whatever in that shot is like an operating system where it you know, it's tracking
that's
devices
right.
so they can control you. Because you had mentioned that about with the graphite and the metal that's in there. Oh,
that's right.
kind of what it's designed for.
Yeah, yeah. And it can, if you look at the video with Amazing Polly, who's a journalist out of Canada, she did a great show on the magnetic particles and how they are used to control people. And there's a lot of science. Sherry Tenpenny just found two entire textbooks about the use of magnetic nanoparticles in medicine. I mean, this is a huge industry. So, you know, it's so easy, isn't it? But now we're back to the so, so sophisticated Frankfurt School sociologist with the cigarette.
Buffy at the country club.
Oh, you can see them. Oh, yes, darling, yes. You know, here at the, you know, we have a place south of here called the Myopia Hunt Club, you know, where they play polo, don't you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, you can see them. You can just see them talking about me. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. She used to seem so smart. She was on Oprah and NBC Nightly News and all those PBS specials, and I did love her then, but oh, dear. Now she's talking about mind control and patent 060606 luciferation. How ridiculous, darling. How ridiculous.
Oh, that's so funny. Like, oh, you know, she used to be so charming, but now, you know, she's getting one of those, what are those QAnon, the Anon?
Yeah, she's
people.
A QAnon. Yes, whatever the heck that is. That's, she's one of them.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, well,
it
you
is.
Know what? You can't go to the Hunt Club anymore. You can't go to the Country Club. I think you'll be okay. I think.
Yeah, no, I never fit in there, by the way. I tried.
No.
I tried. I was, you know, I had a connection with Kenny Bunkport right down the road from the Bush compound, but I never fit in. There's no question. I just never have fit in. But now I do. I've found all my people.
Yeah, you found your peeps. You know, that's awesome. Yeah, speaking of Bush, that is a, I had no idea.
I know, right?
Peeps. Oh, my gosh. You know, I had, you want to know who started all of this, where this really started to come together with the corruption and in politics, and then the real opening the door to the CCP, and of course, you know, so much money in power into politics. Daddy Bush. Daddy Bush started all that.
You got it.
And it is bad. And it, well, you know, that's 30 years of this. You've had your Bushes, you've got your Clintons. That's just a nightmare and a disaster. And then the Obamas, and, you know, put them all wrapped up in a nice bow, you know, the funeral, Daddy's funeral. They were all bonded together. Remember that? Yeah.
They do. I heard a very funny line from John Michael Chambers. He says, Kennedy put a man on the moon. Obama put a man in a ladies' room.
Oh, that's too funny. And yeah, that's a whole nother show in itself, which I'm sure that you have some interesting opinions for being primarily a women's health OBGYN expert clinical doctor for all these years, where now all of a sudden man can become a woman, participate in women's sports, show up in the bathroom, and you're going, what is going on? What happened?
Oh, yeah. No, I just threw away one of our journals. It's, you know, considered a throwaway, but contemporary OBGYN. And, you know, they have, you can't call it a mother anymore. It's the birthing parent. You can't call them male and female hormones. They are the gender-affirming hormones. You can't call it breastfeeding. It's chest breastfeeding. It was ridiculous. I couldn't be in this world anymore in active practice with this madness. It's so politically correct. It is insanity. And I would be, you know, I would be ridden out on a rail. I couldn't go along with any of this. So it's ridiculous. And by the way, I have known some truly transgendered people, you know, wonderful people who truly were transgendered. But we've gotten to the point where, you know, a 12-year-old will say, I'm not sure if I, you know, I'm pansexual.
Pansexual
means I haven't quite decided if I like boys or if I like girls. Mm. 4-year-olds are asked, do you feel like a boy or a girl? And I also read this, that this is literally some of the propaganda. If you're a girl, you can have a penis. If you're a boy, you can have a vagina. Mm. I've seen children's books like this. It's like, okay, get me out of here. Now, between that and the fact that they want to now give this injection to 12 to 15-year-olds, the ultimate goal is there won't be any men and there won't be any women and there won't be any babies other than the ones that they, you know, that they do with the test tube, like the, what's that show that
in
I
vitro?
Never saw. They'll do that, all that in vitro stuff, yeah, crazy. The Handmaid's Tale, you know, all these women.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's all part of what they want to do, that's all part of the scientism away from God, right?
Oh yeah, I listened to a great person, and she was on Nicholas Veniamin, and she said, these are the end times, not for us, it's the end times for them.
Yeah,
I like
it's
that.
It's true. I feel that there's hope and there's faith, and people are really coming together, and you know, unfortunately there's going to be a lot of deaths. You know, Dr.
Yeah.
Zeb Zelenko, he was on Strength Speech last week, and he, you know,
he was.
He's a pretty serious guy, pretty smart, you know what I mean? He's one of the smartest. And he said that he was being conservative in his estimates, and this might be scary for people, but this is reality. And he had said that he expects over the next couple years between 30 and 40 million people to die. And Brandon House goes, worldwide? He goes, no, that's the United States.
Yep.
Because they got vaccinated, and these proteins, the spike proteins are literally eating their own immune system, and that's how Dr. Brian Artis described it. He was on the show about 2 weeks ago, episode 223, for anybody who wants a reality check. And,
yeah, he's a wonderful guy. Yep.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah, really cool, too. Smart.
Yeah, he is.
All you doctors, you're all so smart. So it's just a joy to talk to you because it's just you, and the things that you remember and the advice, you know, they throw a topic at you and boom, and you've got incredible content. But, you know, that's what happens. There's going to be a lot of autoimmune diseases that are going to come up because your immune system is literally eating itself and it's breaking it down. So the other thing, too, you want to just talk about real quick, just mention about the flu shot coming up in the fall on how that's a big no-no for people.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, first of all, the flu shot in and of itself has resulted in a huge payout for damages. Don't get the flu shot. Unless it's a single dose vial, and they almost never are, it contains mercury. But it's not enough to put on the label. But, hey, a little bit of poison when you're already immunocompromised from a year and a half of wearing a mask, don't get a flu shot. But do get your vitamin D level up to optimal. And for that, go to grassrootshealth.net, the most comprehensive website for vitamin D that I've ever seen, grassrootshealth.net.
And that's for vitamin D. So, yeah, definitely don't do the flu shot. And you know, you had said people need to do the research. You kind of don't.
Yes.
You just need to listen to somebody like an expert, like Dr. Christiane Northrup, and it'll save you a lot of time because she's already done the research.
Very true, but also you can go to, I work with a big group at MAMM, MAMM.org, Millions Against Medical Mandates. All of our 5 docs videos are on there, and if you just listen to a couple of those, you're going to get a huge education. Also, Children's Health Defense, the NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center. There's, you know, Health Freedom for Humanity. There's all kinds of things. So I guess what I would like to say is go ahead and get the shot, but you can never say you didn't know. From this moment on, you can never say you didn't know. And I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, that is 100% right on. And the websites for the Millions Against Medical Mandates and the other groups that she mentioned, they're actually on our website because it's a resource center. So if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab because you're taking action, right? And there is a Patriots Must Follow, and that is where you're going to see that amongst other groups. And, of course, some of the doctors that you're working with have already been on the show, like Dr. Pam Popper and her group's on there. So, you know, we want people to go check that out. And we're also going to list the link on our must-watch videos so that way you know where to go to get this information. And I always want to share it with your family and friends. Because you gotta let anybody who hasn't taken it, we want you to make sure you don't take it and have the confidence to not only the facts behind you, but that there's a lot of people that aren't taking it. So you're not alone.
There's a lot. And that's important to know. And they're also lying about that. Just so everyone knows, they're lying about the number of people who've taken it. Their whole clinics now, a friend of mine said they were setting up a clinic near the fire station in L.A. Nobody came. So it's important to know that. And, you know, the news will say, oh, no, 90%. No. A lot of people see it right now. So
don't be so worried.
Yeah.
And the new Delta variant, it's, don't get freaked out. It's just another way for them to try to get everybody back in their house, put the mask back on them, get the, you know, pushing that vaccine again. So don't fall for what you're going to be hearing coming out
soon,
because this thing is going to be the worst. This is going to be worse than the original one, when the original one was actually less deadlier than the flu.
That's correct. That's right. Yep.
Don't fall for that. So is there anything else that you want to promote? Is there anything, and we already talked about, you mentioned the book, which they can, A Mom's Guide to the COVID Shot. So that's something.
And my website is drnorthrup.com. I've got a free e-news that comes out every couple of weeks. And then you can always reach me there, find out what I'm doing there. I've got a big Facebook community. I'm going to try to do more lives there. I used to do a daily video, but they don't want me doing that.
No.
So,
the Telegram channel is good, though.
Yeah, there's a lot on my Telegram channel. That's definitely worth getting on. Yep.
And you jump on and do some audio, little snippets of what's going on.
I tell people what's going on audio. Yep. Yep.
And then I'm going to add you to our must follow page because I want people to be able to find you very easily. So that way that if they forget or they don't know where to go, they're going to be able to catch that amongst all the other great leaders that are in this movement.
Great.
And of course, you can always go to drnorthrup.com and definitely get the newsletter because this is content that you need to know, not to mention. You're not going to get it anywhere else. I've been a huge fan since 2006 when I first came across this amazing woman. So I just want to say thank you so much for making my bucket list, checking that off. You're just an amazing person. And when I saw you in Tulsa, you know, there was a lot of speakers, everybody, a lot of speakers. I would say the most engaging, the most entertaining, and the person who gave the best speech, and I'm not just saying that because she's on the show, I've talked about it since then, was Dr. Christiane Northrup. That was the best presentation, hands
down. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great.
That's real. All right. Keep up the great work. You are amazing. Don't worry about the bad people because they're stupid.
Yep.
So everyone listen to this doctor and her team, her five docs. And, of course, check out her website and definitely sign up on Telegram. So thank you so much, Dr. Christiane Northrup.
Thank you.
And I hope to have you back on when we've got some updates.
That's right. Okay.
We'll share some stuff. All right. Thank you so much again for coming on.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, what an amazing woman. Literally amazing. She just is powerful and strong, right? You got to be strong when you used to be, I don't want to say pedestal, but you know, she was idolized by the left, and they loved her. You know, I said she was one of Oprah's favorite things. She was the favorite thing. And then they turn on her.
you know, turn on her. And she's just a down-to-earth, sincere person. You know, she's not one of those that loves the limelight. And she's going to deliver the truth. She's been doing it for like 30 years. 30 years she's known about all this. And she's been telling everybody. You know, they pay attention a little bit, but now everybody's paying attention. So, yeah, you can, you got resources. All this information is, let's just put it this way. You can watch a lot of the videos, which I encourage you to do, but what she covered in this episode, in this segment, summed up everything. It really summed it up about the vaccines, the agenda, the brainwashing, where it started from, and where we are, the dangers, the problems, what not to do. So this is definitely something that needs to be shared far and wide with friends, families, contacts, you name it, because it she did an amazing job. Just packaged it all up. Boom. Listen to this. That's what needs to happen, you know, to get the word out, literally. So I'm going to add this as a special segment. Obviously, for those of you that were listening to the beginning of the show, we had technical difficulties for the first 35 minutes. See, they knew censorship. They knew she was coming on. So they said, we're going to make a mess of this show. We're going to make it so you can't hear, and we're going to shut it down. As I was stumbling through, I was totally off my game. I was trying to make it work. Did a little prayer, and boom, we're back on track. So it is 2:03. I want to apologize for all of the mess in the beginning for everybody that had tuned in. And then we're wondering what the heck's going on. Why is there dead air? Why is there no sound? There was no sound. So we're going to have those guests back on, Molly Faulkner, Hamanish Ghul, and Jimmy Nelson. We're going to have them back on later this month. And the awesome intro that I did and the breaking news that I did, you guys missed that. So I might just move it over to Friday. It just depends because we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I mean, I can give you tons of more statistics and information because we've had on the doctors and the attorneys to get you that. So, you know, like I mentioned, the numbers from Zeb Zelenko, Dr. Zeb Zelenko, and he was being conservative, right? He's being conservative. But a couple episodes, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make, on the website, right, we have our COVID tab. So you're going to go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the COVID tab on the COVID tab. There's actually pages there too. There's a page about the vaccine. There's a page about the COVID-19 treatments, medications, therapeutics, protocols, and they're all listed there. And I'm going to add some more this weekend. There's some information on the digital vaccine, which they just changed the name. So they're going to be calling it, what are they calling it now? So instead of the passport, they're supposed to be calling it the vaccine verification. So it doesn't make you think that they're controlling everything you're doing and blocking you out, you know, the social credit score. So they love to manipulate language. Keep that in mind. They just change definitions of words, and they make it, you know, like she said, it's not breastfeeding, it's chest feeding. really? Is that what this world has come to? That we can't say mother, and now you're going to be chest feeding your baby? Oh, please don't use these words. Please don't use these words. See the big picture for what it is, which is part of this agenda. They want to, not only is there eugenics, but they're trying to kill us all. They want the women to not be, and the men not to be able to reproduce. That's what is happening with the non-vaccine, right? And then they want you to be like generic. They won't want you to be man or woman. There's actually a trans gene in one of the vaccines. That's not good. That's really not good. And then they are trying to make everything just neutral, right? This trans movement. We literally have gotten out of control. In the bathrooms, right? You can go into any bathroom because you identify. I don't know if you saw that video with the lady from the spa, the Wii spa. When the guy's just walking around flopping his thing left and right, and she goes to complain at the front desk, yelling at him. Oh, It's a great video. I'm going to pull that up and stick it on the website. So it just kind of, that kind of just sums it up. Men have one part, women have another part. So what I want to share with you about the website. So what I'm going to do, the other thing that is on the drop-down for the COVID facts, those pages, there's the Patriotic Legal Defense Funds and Representation Fighting for Freedom. So those are the different funds, legal funds that are, that have been put together. Some of them are taking care and supporting bigger cases like Pam Popper's Make Americans Free Again. And some of them like, Sidney Powell was saying that they want to hear from people who have, are having issues with the masks we'll call them passports and the vaccines with their jobs and things like that, where they're being forced to do that, to take them or to wear them. So that is on that page too, because they're working on cases. They're working on building plaintiffs for these issues too. And of course, if you want to donate, there's opportunities to do that on the websites. Those are the freedom fighters. So I'm going to add a few more that I found, that I heard about. So I just want this, I want you to realize that all of the resources are here. A lot of the stuff, the Dr. Christiana Northrup reference, I'm going to add that to the platform. And that way you can find this information easily. So whether it's about growing your business, enhancing the quality of your life, or making a difference, especially in your communities, literally it's all there, because social media, it's difficult to find. People are getting shadow banned. People are getting censored. And, just don't know at what point it's going to be erased or taken down. So then the information is going to be difficult to find. Who knew that it would turn out to be this way? But it is what it is, right? But there's alternative platforms. We talked about that before. But for the main ones, the Facebook, the LinkedIn, the Twitter, the things like that, there's a lot of great information out there, and it's being censored and has been for 15 months. So we know that it's just going to get worse. The flavor of the day. Dr. Pam Popper's episode that we had, which was episode 214, that's where I got my strike from YouTube. But what's interesting, when I originally did the interview with Clay Clark, which was episode 126, that's a real good one. That was back in September. That's when I first learned about gain of function. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and their agenda and how bad they really were, and all the inside of this, which has been going on for 30 some years. So listen to that one, episode 126. That's when I got I got my post taken down from LinkedIn, of all places. And then I got a strike on YouTube back then. So what's the point of posting on YouTube? I threw a couple extra up there just to see. But as soon as I put in the Dr. Pam Popper, Make Americans Free Again, talking about the COVID and the vaccine, they didn't like that one. So it's just a matter of, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So that's the reason why I created the ultimate resource platform, Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So I'm going to be adding all of that. I'm going to add the websites that she's talking about, the guests, and of course all the interviews that we've done are located on there. Right. So start with the Take Action tab. Just go to the Take Action tab. There's a whole section for Arizona. Then there are all types of resources, literally everything that you need. I've got all the COVID information, where to go get the therapeutics, or even the list of preventative vitamins and minerals and supplements. And of course, Dr. Zeb Zelenko's protocol is on there. And if you need to get HCQ with budesonide and ivermectin, there's a resource on there to get that. And it's very, very, very cheap. And it's telemed, you can do that. And then of course, as I mentioned, when Dr. Christiana Northrup was talking earlier, I have on here, Patriots must follow people, groups, organizations, and companies. Most of them have come on the show. Most of them are our platinum partners. So join a couple of these groups. Not only are they providing incredible information and resources, they are meeting, some of virtually, some in person, like Arizona Stands United with Jenny Jackson at the lead. And that's part of Dr. Pam Popper's organization. they're meeting in person. That's the key. You really want to meet in person. I want you to join some of these groups because of the resources and what they're doing digitally. But the real difference that is made is when people get together and they connect and they join forces and they communicate. You know, join together June, the last day of join together June. So being together and in person makes all the difference in the world. So there's a lot of groups on here. There's a lot of groups to join. There's a lot of them that have incredible information, you know, to give you the ammo to have conversations or to have a response to a conversation when you're talking to some of these wacky, crazy, left loony people. And then documents, resources, things like that for the vaccine, for the masks. And then, of course, you know, we're talking schools, city councils. This is the groups that are giving you the information and the scripts and bringing together the people to go to these meetings. So check them out. There's a long, long list of them, but they're freedom fighters, and they are doing amazing things. So go check them out. And like I said, most of them have been on the show, and the rest of them we're getting on there. So definitely go check that out. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com, take action tab. And go check out all of it. And then there's groups, there's must watch videos. And of course, there's must listen to. Those are all some of the guests that have been on our show. We're adding more. And then resources and other shows to listen to that are just, they have great content. So it's television shows, meaning television on the internet shows, right? Live streams, which actually probably changes live streams. But, you know, for the people that still call it TV, I'm going to put it on there. Live streams, podcasts, talk radio shows. So go check that out because those are the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. Other shows because they have the information that I was trying to look for a couple new things today and I couldn't find it because you can't Google it. You can't even DuckDuckGo it sometimes because it's not coming up. The stuff's being censored. So you have to know where to look. I'm just simplifying it, putting it all in one location. Literally all on the website. And the other thing that we were talking about, the patriotic media, you know, turn off the mainstream media, bad stuff. Don't get your current events or statistics from the social media because it's lies, okay? It's lies, it's propaganda. So if you want the truth, I put all the publications on our website at the Take Action 10, patriotic media. Click on that. Just click on any of the graphics and you will... You can get in and out of the headlines, 10, 15 minutes. There's some really great information and content that's new from The Revolver and it's Dan Beatty, or Darren Beatty, sorry. And also The National Review with Raheem. So definitely check out those. It's about the 6th, January 6th. And of course, yeah, what's going on? This political propaganda, pandemic, whispering. So yeah, go check all that stuff out. And I just want to thank everybody for listening, our live listeners over at Global Enlightenment Radio Network, and of course the listeners over at Blog Talk Radio that listen on our live links, and anyone that's listening that listens on demand. Thank you so much for listening. This platform really has, as Judy said, what an amazing compliment from she's like a pretty big deal. Judy Hoberman's pretty big deal for her to just throw that out there. Didn't pay her, didn't ask her to say it, but. To give us the compliments like that about the quality of the guests and the information that we're providing. It was very, it was awesome. So, thank you. Like I said, wasn't sufficient, but kind of was at a loss for words. So we're stepping it up a notch. July is going to be off the charts. I'm really working hard to get a bunch of these guests that I met in Tulsa still on. It's timing, it's coordinating. And of course they're all touring now. They're all going all over the country. So, and there's a whole bunch of new people that I've been introduced to that I'm finding all the time when I'm watching all these different shows. So I'm going to get them all here and then I'm going to put their information on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, so that you can find it and you can share it and you can have the information to grow your business and improve, enhance the quality of your life and make a difference, especially in your communities. We're halfway through the year. So go ahead and connect with us on social media. let us know who you want to hear from. We will have them on the show and engage. That would be great. You can follow us on the Rumble. That's where I'm listing the videos, but we're going to be listing them on Brighteon. We are getting over to Clout Hub. That should be done in the next couple of days. So we're going to be broadcasting live from Clout Hub, and we're going to be pretty active on there. But we're going to get our videos. I think we're going to even do Gab also, because you know this Facebook. I got like 5,000 friends. I guarantee you, like 30 people see this stuff because they shadow ban. They don't want you to get it. You know, for the amount of hashtags that I put on there, you would think that there would be bigger numbers, but they're holding it back. They don't want this information out there. They don't like what I have to say. So they just basically they don't expose the posts that you're doing, so that way you don't complain that I got shut down, I got censored. It's the same thing. If people can't see it, then what's the point of doing it? So they like the fact that they're wasting my time. So then I'm posting, people can't see it. It's unbelievable. Only going to get worse, everybody. Only going to get worse. So to get around that, please join our newsletter. And that way we can get around that type of censorship until the marketing company that does the emails, they get their they jump on the bandwagon too, which is just at this point, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. This is just how it's going to be. This is just how it's going to be. They're going to, as Dr. Christian Northrup said, they're going to be ramping things up. They're going to be ramping things up because the audit information is going to start to come out. That's why all of a sudden we've got a deadly variant, the Delta. So not true. Don't worry about it. If you haven't been vaccinated, don't get vaccinated to get it, because it's actually what I said earlier. If you've been vaccinated, you're actually 8 times more likely to die from this new variant. And the reason why, and if you listen to the doctors, they tell you, because literally it's eating your immune system. These spike proteins are eating your immune system. So then anything can get you sick, or take you down, or you're going to get some sort of autoimmune disease. Your immune system is compromised, and then a matter of time, it's just basically gone. But that's what it's doing. That's what it's doing. And that's according to Dr. Brian Artis, episode 223. You got Dr. Pam Popper, episode 213. Dr. Larry Palevsky, episode 213. Popper was 214. Let's see, who else did we do a kind of a deep dive with? The doctors, very smart doctors. Oh, you might want to listen to Thomas Renz, America's Attorney, episode 226. We were talking vaccines. We were talking about these passports. We were talking about the law and their lawsuits that they're working on, because he's working with America's Frontline Doctors and also Dr. Pam Popper over Make Americans Free Again. And he had said, you know, if your employer demands that you take the vaccine, then you got to make a call. He said, just say no. And if you get fired, you get fired. If you're forced to quit, I mean, that's up to you. Is your health worth it? And it's not health just, hey, I'm going to get sick, it's going to be short term. No, I think we made it pretty clear of what happens when you get this vaccine. You don't believe me? Lots of people you could pay attention to. I think y'all do at this point. Pay attention to the VAERS. You know, 6,113 deaths from the VAERS reporting system from the COVID non-vaccine as of June 18th. And that's anywhere between 1 to 10%. Dr. Sherry Timpany says it's probably about 1, but, you know, they'll give it a little bit of room there, 1 to 10%. Even though they are violating the law, the vaccine, mask, and the PCR tests are considered experimental use protocol under the Emergency Use Authorization Act and cannot be mandated. That is their own words, their own language. All of these, you know, woke companies, governments, schools, you name it. So they can't do it, but they're doing it anyway. So it takes us to stand up, just say no, like Nancy Reagan in the 80s. Yeah. So, yeah, this is the world we live in. But, you know, there's a lot more of us than them, and it takes us all to stand up, because it's going to get a little hairier. You're going to have the schools coming back into session, at least out here in Arizona and then across the country. So you're going to have vaccine conversations. You're going to be having mask conversations. You're going to be dealing with school boards. So this is just a little lull because they're on their, you know, their hiatus or their break. I know the city of Scottsdale is going to be, we'll also say dark. Technically, they've been dark by doing their Zooms for the next 2 months or a month and a half. Same with the PC meetings, our precinct committee man meetings, which I encourage you to get involved with your local precinct committee, the legislative district. You can go to our website, the Take Action tab, and there's a page there, multiple pages, there's a special Arizona section in case you live in Mayor Corruption County. It's so easy. You know, a couple extra steps for other states, but there's a page for that. Become a precinct committee man. That's how we change the party. That's how we go grassroots from the ground up. It's a brilliant system. And the elected elites, especially those rhinos, they didn't want us to know that that was there. I had no idea until I saw Dan Schultz, who's been on the show a couple times, on the War Room explaining. I said, I had no idea. And there's like 200,000 vacancy seats available. And that's how we get rid of these rhinos, because they're there. They're in my district, too. I'll do 23, but you can sniff them out. You once they start talking, and you're like, oh, that's a rhino. You're one of those rhinos. You're one of those people that likes Doug Ducey or Johnny McCain or Romney or Ronna McDaniel. Is it McDaniel? McDaniels, whatever. She's a hot mess. And then, of course, I don't know. I can go on for days about that, but I'm not going to. It's 2:23. I want you to spend the time maybe listening to Dr. Christiana Northrup over again. I think that it is amazing, amazing content. She crammed it all in there. She just gave you the summary. Like, boom, here it is, people. Here it is. So back on where to find the links for our social media, where to subscribe to our newsletter and the Rumble. Just go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. On the homepage there, there's big graphics. There's the Listen Live graphic. There's the links graphic that'll get you to all of our links. You'll see all of the podcast player graphics in order to click on that to go to the podcast player of your choice to subscribe. Rumble is there too. Of course, the newsletter. The newsletter is the lower right-hand corner of every website page and on the lower right-hand corner of your phone. And of course, the most recent episode scrolls across the bottom of the screen. And there's also a podcast player on the homepage, so you can listen to all the episodes directly from there. I want to apologize again for the disaster of the beginning of the show. And patience for everybody that was cool to wait until we broadcast it back on. So it's proof of censorship. There you go. So I'm going to be, we're coming on Friday. Right, we'll be back on Friday. 5 more guests, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways. And then we're going to be off on the 4th of July. Let me real quick, I need to mention the marketplace, and then I will wrap this up because I'm off. I'm totally off kilter today. The whole format was moved around. So let me just make it real brief for everybody. Don't forget, we've got a marketplace. I'm adding new partners to the program and our nonprofits. The nonprofits we support, we're adding new ones on there too, because this is an incredible way for you to buy products and services that you normally are buying anyway. But if you go through our website, 2 to 20% of your total purchase will be donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom. How cool is that? So you are buying, right now we're at 57. It's actually more than that, but I'm going to stick with 57. There's 57 well-known websites and brands, literally every category, business, personal, paraphernalia, merch, online tools. So there's even some free stuff on there, but at least you know where to go to get these tools that you need for your business or for personal. So there is literally all and you'll know every single name brand that's on there. So if you, like, say you want to get I don't want to say football. So you want to get a hockey jersey. You want to get a hockey jersey. All the official merchandise is one of our partners for all the sporting teams. So and they donate 4%. You don't pay any more than if you went to their websites directly and usually get a discount or a discount code, or you're going to get paying less than. And 2 to 20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners. Community-powered philanthropy. bunch of our partners are on there too. So if you want to go get some of these vitamins, some of these minerals, some of these prep goods from the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, his store's on there. They do 2% donation to our nonprofit. And of course, our big, big partner, MyPillow, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, our promo code that will get you up to 66% off. And when he runs these specials, which they just pop up all the time, but they're short-lived. So if you see a special, definitely jump on it because it might not be there. Most likely, it's not going to be there the next day. Then I'm not just saying that to make you buy something. It's like it just happened over the weekend. So go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, H-O-M-E, and they donate 20% of your total purchase. So not only are you getting things for your house, for yourself, you can get a pillow, you can get bedding, you can get towels, you know, those light towels, light meaning in heaviness. I got really heavy towels. So I got these towels. It was buy one, get one, right? Roommate was the buy, I was the get. And ridiculously absorbent, but they're light in weight, especially here, Arizona, 140 degrees. You don't want one of those big winter type towels, which, you know, too bulky. So we don't do that. So and then they have slippers. They've got 110 different products. You get up to 66%. You use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, and 20% is going to the nonprofit partners. We also have ilovemyfreedom.com. So they have all kinds of Patriot gear. A lot of the items are free. You just pay shipping and handling. And then there's also, like, they have a whole bunch of like $10 t-shirts that are awesome. And they donate 15%. And then we just added flagshirt.com. Going to get Steve on the show. They have incredible gear, patriotic gear. So we'll be adding them in the next, by this weekend. So get your gear. You might not be able to get it in time for the 4th of July, but there's no reason why you don't wear it on the 5th or the 6th or all the time, because you got to show your pride, show your love of the country, stand out. You want to stand out, show love of God and love of country. So go to the marketplace tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab and go check out all the products and services. Tell your friends to go there too. You want to get some money to these nonprofits so that way they can help veterans, animals, children, and of course, all the groups that are fighting for freedom. Alrighty, so that is it. Like I said, so much we didn't get to today because technical issues, but I'm going to wrap it up. We will come back on Friday at 12 o'clock. So it is time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America. Once you commit, everything changes. Everything changes. There's no conspiracies. So all those things that we were talking about earlier with Dr. Christiane Northrup, and the other, and some of the other doctors, conspiracy theories, right? No such thing. That is all more propaganda. Conspiracy theories was created by the CIA back in the 60s because people started to figure stuff out. So they got to make you question yourself, make you think you're crazy. You're not crazy. You are not crazy. It's all true. It's coming out. And I'm glad it is. There's no conspiracies. There's no coincidences. And remember that courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. And don't forget to sleep in your common sense caps. You're going to need them more than ever because there's a lot of people out there that have no common sense. We need to get them some hats. So I have a special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Start with the Take Action tab and look at all the pages there. They link to other pages on the website. And don't forget the Reopen America Resource Center has even more great resources and information and people. And then the COVID, check out the COVID tab. And if you want to listen to any of the 197 partners of our platform, there's 466 live segments of this show, Purpose Driven Partners. Just go to the Purpose Driven Partners page. Purpose Driven Partners, that's the segment name. That's what the web page says, and that's under the Take Action tab. Start scrolling, check out the topics, check out the guests, and you can listen on the website. You can listen on your favorite podcast player. We try to make everything simple, very Fisher Pricey when it comes to the visual of the website right now. So once you get used to seeing everything right in front of you, there's a big graphic that has their faces, that has their topics, that has their name, and then the little show notes. you'll see that there's something in blue next to their names, usually their company name. Click on that, and that'll get you right to their websites. So that way you can learn more about them or contact them, right? Remember, anybody that is listening to the show, you contact any of our, they're going to give you VIP treatment. I guarantee you. Just tell me you heard them on the show. They will treat you extra special. A lot of them have free consulting sessions. A lot of them have a lot of free products that they do. Some of them give you a discount. So reach out to them. They love to hear from you. And don't forget, Judy Hoberman, she has an easy program to make or a program to make selling easy. And if you email her, and write easy in the email, the RE, the header, she'll send it to you. So just go, I think it's judy@sellinginaskirt.com, but just to keep it, just so you don't have to keep, you don't have to remember, right? You know it's in the show notes, right? So you know it's in the show notes, her website, that'll take you to her. So you're going to go to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Purpose Driven Partner segment, and then we'll look for episode 230, which is today's episode, episode 230. And you can always see what's coming up and what was shows this month on the this month and upcoming shows page. I told you, I keep it simple. All right. Thank you again, everyone, for your patience for the disastrous beginning. But we managed to pull through. God wins. Sure does. So were you. So are you. You're going to win too. So please join us on Friday. We're going to do a little 4th of July special for another nooner of this live show, Purpose Driven Partners, 5 guest 7-minute segments filled with tons of tips and takeaways. Thank you for listening today. Please share it with your friends, family. You might want to listen to Dr. Northrup a few times because it's pretty much, she summed it all up, people. Summed it all up for those of you who needed a refresher and for those who never heard it before. I think you're awake. Go take action on what we shared. It's the last day of Join Together June. Time to make your life, your business, and this country great again. Great again. So make it a great day because you deserve it. Do a little God bless the USA.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.